This is WKAR Online. Until recently, border collies were bred specifically to work livestock. Now they're getting more popular as pets, but sometimes people who have a border collie find themselves accommodating the dog's natural instinct to herd. As WKAR's Gretchen Millick reports, keeping a border collie busy can become a new way of life for some dog owners.
Jim Valley of Ann Arbor got his first border collie 13 years ago. The dog was smart, energetic, and athletic. Valley tried dog sports such as fly ball and agility. But then he went to his first sheep herding trial and got hooked.
Watching a dog lie down at 600 yards away, or moving sheep around the field or walking them around the field under just calm, quiet conditions, it just catches you. You just get absorbed into it.
Valley started coming to Windswept Farm in Williamston for sheep herding lessons. He's now working with his third border collie named Dot. This group with more advanced dogs meets every week to practice and learn from Jean Weaver, who's been teaching for more than 30 years. She says she works with a dog's natural instinct to control livestock.
If you just put a pup out with sheep, depending on the style of the pup, they would do several different things. One is to hold them on the fence. One would be to circle them in the middle. And one would be to split them up and put them back together. And split them up and put them back together.
Ann Lamar lives in Ovid, where she has some acreage and a few sheep. She's here with her dog, Ty. He's 7 years old and has been training with Weaver since he was a puppy. Lamar and Ty are now top-level competitors in herding trials around the country.
Yeah, we're in the open class now, which is the highest class that they offer. It's been a long, hard road, and the other two dogs that I've had in herding trials before have not quite made it that far. They're insecure, a little bit worried about everything, and he's taken me this far, and it's been a really fun time.
Chris Navarre Brown is not interested in competing. She needs a dog to help her on her sheep farm in Durand. She's new to sheep herding, but her 8-year-old dog Daisy was trained years ago.
She lived with an elderly couple that had a sheep farm. They got older and sold their sheep, and she was miserable. She gained weight. She was not a happy dog. So Jeannie thought that we would make a good match, me being in my status of rookie, you know, just learning. She's taught me so much.
Now, Chris. Go!
Navarre Brown sends Daisy on an outrun to pick up the sheep, while Weaver gives directions on a walkie-talkie.
Okay, now flank her around and start driving them back toward Jim. That was pretty good. You want the sheep's heads looking in the direction you want them to go. So just flank her far enough to get the sheep looking at Jim.
Looking at Jimmy's head?
That's right.
You want me to drive him back to him now?
I want you to start him back and see how it goes. You might not make it all the way, but let's give it a try. Chris is a beginner. She's learning. And her dog was well started, not finished, but started when she got her. But she thinks she knows a lot more than Chris, which she does. So Chris has a hard time controlling her sometimes.
That's true also for Mark Megel. He has a sheep farm in Brown City and says his dog, Leanne, knows a lot more than he does about herding.
She knows everything. I don't. So I've been making a lot of mistakes. Yeah, I tell her one thing and she's doing something else. And I said, I should have said that instead, because she knows what to do more than I do.
For Jim Valley, this whole experience has been life-changing. It started him on a new path that for some can lead to financial ruin.
I started out in a small home just outside of town. Now we have a huge farm, 100 head of sheep, 2 tractors, traveling equipment, which means trailer to haul the sheep in. Camper to go to sheepdog trials all over the United States. It escalates and you can get into your pocket quite deep.
Valley says everyone has different goals when they're working with border collies, but for many it becomes a way to preserve the working tradition of the breed. For WKAR Public Media, this is Gretchen Millick.